get through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Get your money while you drive. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a salt that you flower it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Whatever gets you through your life.
And we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope?
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I, your host, am here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, at the Bermuda Triangle base in Puerto Rico. My producer and engineer is at the helm of this monstrosity in Asheville, North Carolina, at our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC, along with Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And tell us, Shelley, how have things been going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Things have been going very, very well. Very well. We keep getting lots of really fun coins in, and we've been selling a lot of silver lately. Lots of gold and silver, especially since last week. So we've been trying to replenish our supply a little bit.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's not too early for people to literally start thinking about buying for the holidays, because the problem is everybody waits till it's obviously holiday time, and then they scramble, and you may not have the same kind of supply. Who knows?
It's true.
The cost could go up. Wouldn't this be the perfect time for somebody who's smart to go to Wright's Coin Shop and to purchase some gold, some silver, who knows what else they might find, put it away so that their holiday shopping is done, they don't have to think about it, and then when the holidays roll around, they can just pull it out there and present it and see the eyes light up and the smiles on faces young and old.
It's the perfect time. You're right. It's a perfect present, too, whether it's Christmas or birthday. I have people coming in buying silver eagles, for example, for graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And Father's Day is coming up.
Well, also, I mean, I heard, and I don't know if this is true. I wouldn't surprise. Would be surprised that also there is a bit of a recession, once again, hinting here in the economic sort of relationships around the world. And it's a scary thought, but it's true. You could wake up tomorrow morning, and you're not going to get any warning. Nobody's going to send you an inside tip. You could wake up and find that your dollar is worth very, very little. And even worse, you might not even be able to get access to all your money that you have in banks.
And well, that's so true. If there's a bank holiday, you can forget that. So if you do buy gold and silver, don't put it in a safe deposit box.
Mm-hmm. Keep it in a nice, secure place. And when you have customers who go in there who buy a little stash of gold and silver, and you know, you can start out with very little money. You go in there with $30, and you'd be amazed what you can walk out with. You and your staff will also give people tips on how they can properly secure what they purchase. Isn't that right?
Definitely.
Okay. So now, people anywhere in the country, they can give you guys a call at 828-298-5402. Just talk to you, get some advice, 828-298-5402. But for people who are in the Asheville area who are fortunate enough to be able to quickly and easily visit you, how can they find you guys?
They can come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Same road that you would take to get to Biltmore Estate. We're just in the other direction.
Okay, and so if somebody's on 40, I-40, what exit are we talking here?
Exit 51, which is the Sweeten Creek Road exit. Go to the bottom of the exit to the light and turn left, and it's roughly a mile and a quarter from there.
Also, if you go online, you can visit the Wright's Coin Shop website. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. And you'll find a map there with directions and more information. There's even a photograph of Miss Shelley Wright for all of you curious listeners. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, for your convenience, it's always linked up there. And if you also go to speakingofstrange.com right now, you'll find the podcast from years, shows past, as well as the new way you can subscribe through iTunes, if that's something that one likes to do. So Shelley, you know, you have been involved in business and retail for many, many years in the Asheville area. Do you yourself get out and frequent a lot of shops?
I do. I mean, I'm not necessarily your typical shopper, but there are some particular shops that I really do enjoy going to.
Mm-hmm. Do you frequently visit sex shops?
You know, it's been a while. Do you know that in North Carolina you have to be buzzed into the sex shop, but yet people are very, very surprised that you don't have to be buzzed into our coin shop?
So you do go to sex shops, though.
Do you sell lube at the coin shop?
No, but
you
have to be buzzed in.
Well, you could be creative and merge coins and smut shop all together into a one-stop shopping destination.
I would definitely be buying more coins just because I'd be in there more often.
Well, I will run it by the parents.
See how they feel.
Sam, you know, I, in my life, I've only been into shops of this nature on a handful of occasions.
And, yeah.
And usually it just kind of like, it's a silly thing. I walk in and I just laugh at everything that I see. Maybe I'm just not mature enough to walk into these places.
No, I mean, you have to have a slight level of, look, chuckle on the inside, okay?
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, for every... you know, gigantic scale replica latex fist, there's going to be somebody out there who's serious about it while you're laughing, and then thus you're kind of mocking their lifestyle, you know? Maybe it makes you chuckle, but maybe you're just not there yet, Josh.
Well, there are some parents who are upset in Minneapolis because of a school field trip to the Smitten Kitten adult toy store. They say that this is going to soon be involving the Minneapolis Police Department. The school leaders there say that they fully support the trip to the Smitten Kitten in Uptown, a self-proclaimed, quote, progressive sex toy store for everyone, end quote. That support is not sitting well with one father who, at the time of the trip, was sending his three kids to the school. He was so upset after learning two of his daughters, ages 11 and 13, were on that field trip, he pulled all three from the school and filed a police report saying that the school's leadership had exposed minors to pornographic material. So one of the people there with the website, says this is a private school that provides holistic educational services to students K through 12 with emphasis on democratic process, individualized instruction, academic freedom, self-motivation, cooperative learning, youth empowerment, stewardship, blah, blah, blah. But parents are saying they've crossed the line here by taking their sex education class to this extent where they actually take all the kids into a store like this. Now,
well, somebody's got to mop up those rooms in the back.
I don't have any kids, so I'll say that right up front. But I definitely can see why that maybe taking sex ed to that point is not necessary.
Right.
You know, I missed back in our day, we're the same age, don't know, mm-hmm. Went to different schools. They had like a week of sex ed. Was that the mm-hmm. same? I missed the entire week with mononucleosis. And I think that explains a lot about
my... caught up, though.
Maybe. But maybe that's like, you know, what happened? I just didn't know what was going on.
But you figured it out. I'm thinking that these kids, I think that their time would be best served learning math and reading comprehension and, learning cursive writing again.
Why? That's so outdated. Nobody...
When I went through sex ed, I was the guy who could sit there with a straight face and ask the teacher the most uncomfortable, embarrassing questions, but do it in such a serious way that they felt obligated to answer.
You were also like a grad student at that point in freshman year. Yeah. You were like working on your second master's in alien weed smoking.
So I would, like, you know, raise my hand, and I couldn't even do this now with a straight face, but for some reason I could back then. I would raise my hand and say stuff like, so help me understand this again. Condoms. Are you saying this is like a balloon that you put on your penis? I mean, help me. This isn't clicking for me. And just make them explicitly go over and over and over these things. And the whole rest of the class is, of course, just like crying and laughing. But I, totally stone-faced, and I recommend that, kids. If you have that acting ability, really make them go for it and earn their paycheck that week,
I'm guessing they didn't have the bananas in class.
No, they didn't. Well, I don't remember that.
I would have loved to have experienced it just because the guy who taught our sex ed class was like a gym teacher, and he was also the football coach. And he wore like those, you know, like coach's shorts, you know, and he always had a whistle on. And he was always yelling. And it's like, of all the people, that's not the guy who should be teaching me about, you know, threesomes or whatever. I don't know what they learned in that class since I was sick.
I'm so sorry. I think you're a little bitter, but I think you've caught up.
You were deprived of something, and you've spent the rest of your life trying to catch up. And you've been caught in this vicious cycle,
I
Sam.
I hate ketchup.
But you're right. It seems like so often the sex ed instructor is also, like the football coach or something. You're thinking, how does that even happen? How did that work out?
I think when you come back to Asheville, we should both just wear those. If we do the mantiking thing, we should wear coach's shorts while we do it.
That sounds so comfy. I'm up for it. When we get back from this break, I have a story for you about a guy who has invented a bulletproof jock strap. And guess how he decided to prove that it's bulletproof? That and also, there's a new paranormal dating site out. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to The Dark 30 Hour. It's brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Once again, you can call Wright's at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Speaking of strange, we'll continue right after this. Midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree, people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark. Changing, stranger.
The Dark 30 out on Speaking of Strange. We are in safe harbor. That means we can talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, some of the more sordid and seedy material, so you may not want to stick around to hear those kinds of stories the rest of this hour. Consider yourself warned. This is Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and as you probably know, you can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. They are located in Asheville, North Carolina, and I have a big event coming up in Asheville, North Carolina on Sunday, July the 19th, 2015. I hope you'll mark that down on your calendars because, you know, I just travel more and more all the time, and I'm not in Asheville as often as I used to be, especially to do events. I mean, I'm going to be back in Asheville in July, and then I go, as soon as July ends, I'll be going to Michigan, and there I will be a speaker at the Michigan Paranormal Conference. And then from Michigan, I'll be going to Philadelphia, where I'm doing a book event there for my new book, Use the Force. I'm just sort of winging it for the rest of the year. I'll be traveling around promoting this book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, leading up to the movie coming out, the new Star Wars movie in December. So if you want to spend a full day having one of the best days of your life with me and my friends, a lot of VIPs. Shelley Wright will be there. Sam the Animal Still will be there. We have people like Linda Lell Miller, the famous romance novelist. She's going to be there. We have, I don't want to leave anybody out, but, like Dell Allen Hoffman, he's going to be there. There's a long, long list of cool people that you'll want to hang out with, not the least of which being the mysterious Dr. Mulder. July 19th, 2015, we're going to have a wishing machine workshop at the Asheville Masonic Temple Theater. We're going to have a private cocktail party. We're going to have a haunted Asheville ghost tour. We're going to have fun at the Asheville Mystery Museum. All that for $99 if you buy your ticket right now. Go to wishingmachineproject.com. Click the link to the workshop there for details. It's also available if you go to joshuapwarren.com and go to the news section. You'll have info there. But be sure to get your ticket right now for July 19th, 2015 with me. And, the Wishing Machine Extravaganza. It's like nothing you've ever experienced.
The official tagline?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on the T-shirt? The Wishing Machine, it's like nothing you've ever experienced.
That's right, and possibly the best day of your life. Do what you have to do to get there, to be there. I don't often say that. Hitchhike, become a stowaway on a train or a ship or whatever it takes. Be there. Be in Asheville July 19th for this. Here is a story from the Huffington Post. They say, it takes balls to take a gunshot to the testicles, but it's the only way this man can test his invention, a bulletproof jock strap. This 38-year-old man is the inventor behind Nutshells, a brand of athletic cup designed to protect a man's private parts from anything coming their way, from a 98-mile-per-hour fastball to a 1,700-mile-per-hour bullet shot from a gun. This man originally devised the product after watching his favorite mixed martial arts fighter lose a match after getting kicked in the family jewels. He said, quote, "I didn't expect to leave the bar that night thinking about the best way to protect a man's pair of testicles, but I just thought there had to be a better way to absorb shock from a misdirected kick to the groin," end quote. And then he went nuts to make the strongest jock strap known to man. These are being used by athletes, but they say most sales are to military, police officers, and SWAT teams. Apparently, this guy, who has a Kickstarter campaign to make this on a wider scale, has actually had himself shot in the groin with a real gun. Okay, now I haven't seen this video, but apparently it worked. They say it makes you cringe when you watch it, but this guy, yeah, he takes a bullet right in the groin with this cuff.
And if you want to get in on the ground level, you can join that at kickmeinthenutstarter.com.
Why not?
I'll look up the video so me and Shelly can be on the same page.
Why don't you do that? When you get the video, let me know what describe to me what we're seeing. Give us the play-by-play because, I have not seen it.
Okay. I'll do so.
Okay. Well, of course, I am a correspondent on Coast to Coast AM, hosted by George Norrie. I've been a regular guest on Coast to Coast AM for many years now. I'm thinking the first time I went on Coast may have been something like, I don't know, like 15 years ago. I'm not really even sure. But here's this story. Also from the Huffington Post, says, do you like stories about UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, lake monsters, near-death experiences, and good old conspiracy theories? George Norrie wants to make sure you are not alone. And do you also find it hard to meet like-minded folks who are into those same things, perhaps even have a relationship? Well, it's time now for you to check out ParanormalDate.com. Apparently, George Norrie said, quote, I know what it's like to try to look for somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with. It's not that easy. Society is at a point now where you don't want to meet people in a bar. And so, apparently, if you go to ParanormalDate.com, well, you can imagine, it just hooks you right up with people who are like-minded. It says here, quote, digital and dating has turned into billions of people online all over the world looking for that special person. It's amazing to me how digital has created the ability for people to get to know each other even before they meet, Norrie said. And so if you go to ParanormalDate.com, I haven't done this, of course. I'm a married man. But you go there, you type in whatever your parameters are. And I presume it's like any other dating site. You get hooked up with people who have like interests.
Okay.
So,
just going to fill you in. Me and Shelly are watching the video. Almost, the guy is just now, he's about to get shot.
Shoot already.
Now, it's more of a bulletproof cup than a jock strap, per se. He's got it, it's a black carbon fiber metallic cup. And he's got it mounted on a white, triangular jockstrap type thing, more for definition for, I think, for the guy shooting. Now, the guy shooting appears to be a sniper, a trained sniper, shooting him with a rifle, not with a handgun. I mean, so this thing's got to stop a high-velocity bullet. But the bulletproof cup jockstrap thing, not exactly covering up a whole lot of real estate there. If the guy's off a hair, literally, like a hair... Either way, he's going to be in some severe pain. Yeah, he just got shot.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, Shelly missed it. It happened so quick.
I was really, really worried.
It happened so quick, and, like, the guy barely even flinched. I got to give him. He has the stones, for real. But, yeah, the guy just got shot in the nuts with a high-powered rifle, and he just zipped up or buttoned up and was walking away.
I mean, they had to put a big X on it so the guy would know exactly where to shoot him. I mean, if you're off by a little bit, a cup is not very big.
Well, I mean, I think you've got other armor on or whatever. It's just for that. So you don't know. You don't know what it's like to have to live with these things that we have to live with, you know?
Oh, yeah. Nobody else has anything that could possibly be considered...
Well, maybe you can develop some bulletproof nipple pasties. Something like that.
Wow. Okay, it's already time for another break. Okay.
That's a good idea, though, isn't it? Bulletproof pasties.
We could all use a pair of those.
Who couldn't? Mother's Day.
I think that's called a bulletproof vest. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, I have a story here. Listen to this headline. Once father and son, now a married couple.
Oh.
Ew.
Sweet.
I'll explain when we return. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. This is Speaking of Strange.
Pretty, would you take a drink with me? Tell your boyfriend to get lost now, 'cause he don't even wanna mess with me. I was in prison for 30 years, baby. You learn a lot when you're in the pen, like how to make guns and license plates and how to get rid of a jealous boyfriend and not leave no mess. Put out, baby, or get out, baby. They ain't no doubt, baby, of what I will do. The prison life won't no damn good life, looking for a pretty wife, and I think that you might do if you keep your mouth shut. Whoa, 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 whoa. I ain't a communist, I vote Republican. I ain't confused about my sexuality. I like to hunt and fish and go to car races and watch the championship wrestling on the TV. I believe in heaven and hell and God and country and Western. But that's enough about me, baby. Tell me, what do you think about me? In three words or less. Put out, baby, or get out, baby. They ain't no doubt, baby, of what I will do. The prison life won't no damn good life, looking for a pretty wife, and I think that you might do.
It's the Dark 30 hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is presented by Wright's Coin Shop. You may call them at 828-298-5402. Or, for a link to their site, go to speakingofstrange.com. And you'll also find, while you're there, a link to the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It is, without a doubt, the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price guaranteed. If you've never been to the Sunshine Simple website, go there and just watch the video where I am showing you how the Sunshine Simple works, why that it is so easy and convenient to use, and why that we've had such success over the past 5 years providing them to people around the world. Again, that's sunshinesimple.com. And remember now, we're getting geared up for the storm season. And whether it's thunderstorms, tornadoes, floods, these are all things that can take your power out, and you don't want to get caught in the dark. You don't have to. Especially considering, hey, a regular generator, you have to get fuel for that. What happens when your fuel runs out? There's always a run on fuel. Plus, they're noisy, they're dangerous, they're stinky. There are all kinds of problems. The Sunshine Simple, it has no moving parts. It's quiet, it's clean, it works in harmony with Mother Nature. And you just have to put your panels out there, your portable panels in the sun, and you are taking energy directly from Mother Nature. So, again, sunshinesimple.com. Being the Dark 30 hour, we call this the hour when you should tune out, okay? If there are kids around, if there's somebody easily offended, we read these stories late at night because they're often more sordid and seedy or controversial or something like that. So you've been warned. Here's an interesting story. Listen to this headline. This is from Yahoo. Once father and son, now a married couple. A couple who were legally father and son for the last 15 years had their adoption vacated and were married this week after 52 years together. One man is 74, the other is 76. They were married in Pennsylvania. It says here the couple have been together since in their 20s. They were registered as domestic partners in New York City in 1994. But in 2000, they moved to Pennsylvania, where domestic partnerships are not legally recognized. It says, quote, when we moved to Pennsylvania, we had both retired, and we were of the age where one begins to do estate planning. We went to a lawyer who told us Pennsylvania was never going to allow same-sex marriage, so the only legal avenue we had in order to be afforded any rights was adoption, end quote. They thought it was weird, of course, at first, but then they discovered that other couples had done this. It says, without the adoption, they would be considered legally strangers. But with an adoption, they would have visitation rights in a hospital. They would also have the protection under certain privacy laws. And also it says that in a legal relationship, they would have, you know, other benefits. It says, in 2000, they went with a legal adoption. Both men's parents were dead, so it was fairly easy. And so they did that, and now things have changed. The Pennsylvania law was declared unconstitutional last year, and so the two have now married. And it says they are now, you know, able to do everything they had originally wanted to do.
And, you know, they get, like, those things like the insurance benefits and all that. But you know, like, what the best perk of it is? Sleeping with your dad.
Oh, Sam. I'm glad that you are around to make those points, Sam. Right, Shelley?
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right?
It's not wrong. It's right.
At Wright's Coin Shop, it's never wrong. It's always right.
Do not mess with my tagline.
And you never know what you'll find at the end of the rainbow.
No.
Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Okay, Portland, Oregon, a place that some people call almost a sister to Asheville, says here, a homeless man protects community, stops lewd behavior by pushing over porta potty. It's amazing all the information that people can fit in the headline, isn't it?
Yeah.
It says, porta potties are disgusting enough to begin with, so seeing a man repeatedly expose himself from inside one while the door is open has understandably made some witnesses quite touchy. This happened here in Portland, Oregon. There was a man who was pleasing himself in the public toilet, and a group of homeless people just took matters into their own hands.
I bet they did.
And they pushed this porta potty over, and the 48-year-old man who was inside doing this disgusting act, he was then covered with blue fluid. So it says that when he went on the run, this blue muck made it very easy for the police to find him, and justice was served. The homeless man in particular who did most of the lifting on this is a bit of a hero, and the whole thing was immortalized on a cell phone video.
Oh, that's where I go when I try to, you know, visualize my lucid dreaming. Inside a hot porta potty, exposing myself to strangers.
Well, I would say that if you need a good, strong inspiration for a lucid dream, you may as well go for the gold. Go for the top shelf premium experience.
Go for the Rooter.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Macon, Georgia. You know, not too long ago, a week or two ago, I read a story, which I believe was from Macon, Georgia, that was pretty disturbing. If I could be mistaken, but if memory serves correctly, it was like a Waffle House story or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Macon. Okay. So now here's another story from Macon, Georgia. It says a robber got away with more than money there. Officials say he demanded his victim's pants. Oh, another one of these. From time to time, this comes up. Says law enforcement officials say a man walked into the Harmony Medical Services office asking to see a doctor. He was taken to the doctor, and then he pulled a gun and demanded the doctor's briefcase and pants, which, of course, had a wallet ID and undisclosed amount of cash. Officials say the robber left the Macon office with the items, fleeing on foot. He told the doctor he knew exactly what he was doing and not to try anything funny. The doctor said it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to him in his life. Officials are apparently still looking for the robber and asking for tips. And local pharmacies have been alerted to watch out for illegal prescriptions written on doctor's prescriptions pads that the doctor kept in his briefcase.
Maybe they were just some really nice slacks. Some Hagar slacks.
Well, certainly possible. He is a doctor. One would anticipate that. Here's a story from Virginia. Police are investigating a Virginia high school teacher who allegedly showed several students before and after photos of her breast enlargement surgery. She's a 34-year-old, and apparently these were high school students. Well, one 18, the other 16. Who said that they got into a conversation with her, and she pulled out her iPhone and showed the images to them while inside the public school. It says here one of the juveniles reported being shown not only pictures of her breasts, but also her genital area. And when school officials were told about this, the teacher was placed on administrative leave without pay. Within weeks, she resigned. She taught in the Career and Technical Education Department.
Oh. That never happened for us. We weren't afforded those luxuries when we were in high school.
I would call that an educational, technical experience. We're going to take a break. When we come back, believe it or not, we will be in the final segment of tonight's program. And I have three stories I have saved for the end of the show tonight. What will they be? Well, you'll just have to stick around and see. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And once again, the number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll wrap this up right after these messages. Tonight, speaking of strange, The Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and we call this The Dark 30 Hour because, well, this is content that's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, and that's why we present it to you late at night. So tune out over the next 5 or 10 minutes if you don't want to hear that kind of material, okay? Consider that your warning. Tonight's program is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. They are located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find the link to Wright's Coin Shop, their website there. And also, I implore you to visit my website if you've never been there or you haven't been there in a while. I have a whole new facade, a whole new look. I've updated it with new amazing photographs and video clips of ghosts, UFOs, cryptid, psychic phenomena, all kinds of weird stuff. It's simple enough, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. Here are the last three stories of the night. First is from Alameda, California. Listen to this headline. Geometry teacher's assignment reportedly asks kids to take selfies with parents' sex toys.
Come on!
Extra credit assignment suggested students pose for selfies with their parents' sex toys, and this is arousing a lot of controversy. It concerns a 10th grade geometry teacher. The teacher said to have suggested that they pad their grades by searching their parents' drawers for, all kinds of adult toys and taking photos with the erotic items for extra credit. One parent said her daughter claimed the teacher added, quote, "If you are stupid and get caught, that would be funnier to hear you explain this," end quote. The teacher's claiming this was just a joke, but parents are saying it wasn't a joke. The students took it seriously. One boy said he went from a C to an A with the photos he submitted.
I bet they were good then, huh?
Goody teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
Kiss up.
Next story here. California is seriously trying to force porn actresses to wear safety goggles on the set.
Come on!
It seems too ridiculous to even be real, but I can assure you it's not a satire. California has introduced these new regulations, and basically they're looking at shooting porn as dealing with biohazards in a lab. They're talking about, how there's a spread of hepatitis B and whatnot. People are wondering, what are they thinking there? They not only are saying that goggles should be used, but even hazmat suits to help prevent the spread of STDs. There are a couple of porn actors who have even satired this, Jessica Drake and James Dean.
Oh, he's good.
Apparently.
He's good.
I thought you would like him, Sam.
I do. He's tender yet rough.
They made a satirical clip about the ridiculous measures in which they are actually wearing the garb to the exact safety specifications that this state item would dictate. So we're talking about a 21-page proposal of regulations and which they hope to institute over the next 5 years to keep performers safe.
Do you think you'd be able to use that material?
No.
They were wearing a crotchless hazmat suit and some goggles?
No. I don't like any of that kind of stuff. No. I don't like any kind
of
sci-fi.
You like a bear.
Yeah. I'm very old-fashioned. just naked people. That's all I want. I don't need a lot of accessories, none of that stuff. No, I don't even like piercings and all that.
No, me either. Yeah. Harder and harder to find.
But speaking of accessories, listen to this last story. We know that people are obsessed right now with using technology to improve health, but there is now a new device out that's being called a Fitbit tracker, and it fits around a man's you-know-what in order to keep a scientific record of how many calories he's burning, the intensity of his action during his intimate time.
It does pumps per minute, too.
You're exactly right. Yeah. You knew this already, didn't you?
And I got one on layaway.
It keeps track of data about the positions you're in, and they say it's a serious tool. The battery lasts. I didn't even mean to say that. it lasts for 7 hours, and you know what? I think saying it's a serious tool is probably about as good as we can end that segment, so that's going to do it for this edition of the program.
Shelly did not ring the Florida bell once tonight.
I noticed that.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay, something very freaky is going on. Well, hopefully next week we'll have some deluge to make up for that. Hey, guys, I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!